Shkalim chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Shlesha Asa Shofaris. There were 13 chests in the temple. We said before that they were like narrow at the top and broad at the bottom. So people could put money in and you couldn't take money out to steal out of the chest. Chas v'shalom. So there were 13 of these chests. Shlesha Asa Shulchanos. There were 13 tables. And Shlesh Esrei Hishtachavayos. And there were 13 times that they prostrated, they bowed down. Hayba Mikdash, in the temple. Now, in the Mishnahs later, we're going to list all of these times. All of the 13s, the Mishnahs, in the coming Mishnahs, will go into. We'll see. In the coming Mishnahs, it's going to list all of them. Shelbeis Rabban Gamliel, v'shelbeis Rabbi Chanina, Sagan Kohanim. The house of Rabban Gamliel and the house of Rabbi Chanina, the Sagan of the Kohanim, Hayu Mishtachavin Arba Esra. They would bow 14 times. The Hechen Hayas Yisera, so what was the extra time that they added? Keneged Dir Ha'etzim, they would bow opposite the wood stall. Why? Shechein Mesiris Bayadam, they had a tradition in their hands, Ma'avosayim, from their fathers, Sheshama Arun Nignaz, that the Arun HaKodesh was hidden in that chamber over there. So they used to bow opposite that chamber. And the Kahati brings over here the two traditions brought down in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi. One that King Yoshiyahu hid it in the temple, off the first temple. He hid the Aron there. And the Aron that he hid, it also that was the Aron with the man, some of the man in it, and the broken luchos, the first luchos. He hid that somewhere in the temple. But there's another opinion that actually King Nebuchadnezzar, when he destroyed the temple, he took that with him down to Babel. And so there's actually two opinions as to exactly where that first Aron is. Was it hidden somewhere in the base of Mikdash, or was it taken down to Babel?